When you're hungry Sunday morning, come to Nagani. Lakeview Gym, 8 to 1 o'clock, $15 for a family. You can have all the pancakes, sausage, juice, coffee, milk that you can put in your little tummy in preparation for the finals of the NITs. Class A's.
Seems simple enough. Carb up for a big day of hoops.
That's what I like. But
what else do you want me to talk about?
Well, thanks for coming in, Russ.
Thanks, Russ. I'm good. Yeah, we'll see you. No, but it's more than just a pancake breakfast. It is truly a tradition that ties in with the NITs and ties in with Nagani. But where's the money go in particular?
The money that we take in throughout the year goes for a number of different things, mostly programs to support the blind in the community and the state of Michigan through the Lions International Club. Locally, I have a list here if you'd like to follow along of some of them. We support the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. The Lions also have a fundraiser coming up in May for the Lions Girls Invitational Track Meet that has been going on for years and years, and we turn that money around and put it back into whatever the athletic department needs. Mm-hmm. If it's uniforms or a new pit for the pole vaulters.
You're there.
We are there.
Well, it all works out by people taking part in events like this, and I know that you'd mentioned off microphone, you're not exactly sure how long, but really this has been going on for quite a while.
I believe over 40 years.
Well, the NIT is in, what, 45 this year?
So, yes.
And you guys have been tacked on
almost,
for quite a while.
Neck and neck.
Yep. Almost neck and neck.
Yep. And it's a lot of fun. You get there. Saturday we do the prep work, setting up the tables and everything. And Sunday morning we have a couple of people who traditionally are the ones for mixing up the batter. And they come out and they have their nice big stainless steel mixer, and it's a little ceremony. They take it out of the felt line box. Well, not really. Not really. But it's a ceremony.
The ritual of pancakes.
Well, the point of the whole matter is, I mean, this is something you guys are proud of. I mean, this is an effort, and I know there's a lot of men and women that do a lot of work for this. And there's a reason they do. They love doing it.
Yeah. It's not a job. It's something you enjoy doing. You're giving back to the community, helping out the kids. We even do a couple of things where we volunteer ourselves to support some of the local activities. We do an aid station for the Ordershore bike race, and we also do an aid station for the Nakamanon. And in conjunction with that, we feed 500-600 people pasta the night before the bike race.
Mm-hmm.
So food and cooking is a long tradition.
I'm sensing a trend here with the Lions for some reason.
The slogan here says, "We serve." Apparently, it means we serve pancakes and pasta and whatnot. The Lions Club, the Nagani Area Lions Club, it says here on a sheet that it was founded in 1955 in Nagani. Tell us a little bit about the organization and why it exists and what you guys work to do through the year.
Primarily, the goal of the Lions is to help the blind. The organization was started in 1919 by a gentleman from Chicago, and the local big potentate will probably get mad at me because I can't recall what the founder's name was. But it was for helping the blind. And when I was first asked by a neighbor if I was interested in joining the Lions, and he gave me a brochure and I looked at it, and I realized that my life had been touched very early by the Lions. I had a great aunt who was blinded as a child and had a seeing eye dog that was trained and provided to her by the local Lions back in Ohio where I grew up. And I thought, well, I guess it's my turn to give back.
And again, for those that are just joining us here, Russ, let's dive into breakfast real quick here, and when, where, and the good stuff.
Sunday morning. Starting at 8 o'clock. You can bring the family and get in for $15 or $5 for an individual. Pancakes, sausage, milk, coffee, tea, and eat. And you could probably get a couple of the Lions to roll you down the hall to the gymnasium and get you a seat up in the upper decks of the gym and watch the Class A's.
What time are you going to wrap this up, do you think?
We wrap it up at 1 o'clock.
So this is like a full eating barrage here that you can partake in.
We want to be open for the early birds and then the people coming back from church and the ones getting ready to go to the Class A and deciding, let's have some pancakes.
Yeah.
And one year, I witnessed a gentleman, and he ate over 20 plates of two pancakes each. And he was a skinny little guy.
Wasn't, I was going to say, I didn't know he went to these.
Yeah. It wasn't Walt. Probably. So, you know.
But there's lots of pancakes. Don't worry about running out. Lots of hot coffee.
And the thing, too, I mean, it's obviously something that people have really taken advantage of. You've been doing this for so many years. Now you've got, you know, the parents that brought the kids all the years ago. Those kids are bringing their kids. This is one of these true traditions that you've formed.
And I guess we did form it just by doing it year after year. You know, the intention is not to make something that, you know, becomes larger than, you know, what your intentions are, but just that we want to be there to serve the community and get something in return in terms of the money that we gain, and it goes right back into the community.
One thing I wanted to mention here is this brochure, program, or book, or I guess document that looks back on 50 years of the Negaunee Lions Club. Mm-hmm. You've got documents, records in here of things that you guys have done as an organization. In terms of getting involved with the Lions and whatnot in Negaunee, what is the process? I mean, if somebody wants to help out or even just volunteer at this event or whatnot, I'm sure you'd be happy to talk to them. What's the process?
I guess the first thing would be to have them give me a call. They give me a call at home at 475-4512. We have some brochures that we can get to them. If they're very interested, we have an application form that we could get to them. You don't have to live in Negaunee. We have a number of members that live in Marquette and other areas, and some that have lived in Negaunee and moved to other areas, but keep their membership with our club.
Do you meet monthly, weekly? How often do you guys?
We meet monthly. The board of directors meets once a month also. And a lot of the programs that we provide funds for are organizations that Negaunee clubs from Marquette, Chalkley, Ishpeming, the Upper Peninsula, all across the state. We have similar goals, and if you're interested in the Lions and you don't live in Negaunee, you could join Marquette or somebody else. But we would love to have you in Negaunee.
And if you'd like to eat, Sunday's the day.
Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, it starts. And if you haven't put your fill in by 1 o'clock,
then
you're going to have to go down and get some
America,
popcorn and hot dogs.
Keep right on going, all in parts with the Negaunee Invitational Tournament.
And I want to thank you, too, for allowing me to come in and share the word and...
Not a problem.
Enjoy talking to you folks again.
Not a problem.
Talking about food.
I know.
There's a reach.
It's a reach. I know.
It's a stretch. Russ, appreciate it, and best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Again, that's with the Negaunee Lions all happening Sunday. The big pancake soiree getting underway at 8 o'clock at Lakeview.